Welcome to another episode of The Suspendables with funny man Jungle Jim Jerome and retired NHL star Russ Cortinel.
Here's Cortinel. He scores! Cortinel's
beating it! Each week they unleash their raw, stripped-down, unfiltered opinions on all things hockey and maybe other stuff too. Who knows? Inside stories, absolutely. Outrage, guaranteed. Offside, for sure. And always plenty of laughs. Strap in. The Suspendables is coming at you right now.
See you, Lucky.
That's how we like to open the show right there. Okay, it's good. It's like a little mystery. See you later, Lucky. Okay, you'll never know the story, folks, but it's a good one. Okay.
One of us is lucky.
One of us got lucky, and it ain't me and Russ. Okay, no. It ain't me and Russ. Hi again, everybody. It's time. There we go. Beautiful. Happy New Year to everyone. It's Jungle Jim. And, of course, Russ Cortinel, longtime NHLer. Longtime NHLer. And this, of course, is the Suspendables that we do a show each and every week. Or in this week's case, we do two shows. We had a.
I feel like that goalie in Edmonton. The coach just threw me under the bus.
Here's what happened. This is the reason the show is up a little late. We record Mondays or Tuesdays, and the show comes out on Wednesdays. And yesterday we recorded on Tuesdays, and we went off for a while. Okay, we went off for about 15 or 20 minutes. About some stuff. And I was excited. Okay, I was excited. Here's, I'll just give you a little teaser of what it was that meant we're canceling that show and we're going to do it all over again. Okay, and I won't tell you what it was, but it went like this. So I brought something up. You know, when you do a podcast, here's what you do. You know, you pick two or three things you're going to say. This is all taught to me. Okay, so let's say the topic is the Oilers are shit. Okay. Ooh. So then you go, that's the topic. And then you're going to ask what Russ thinks, the experts. And then what do you guys think? Okay. It's kind of this 1-2-3 presentation of how you do a show. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oilers are shit. Let's talk to our expert, Russ. Okay. Here's why. Okay. This is an example. And here's what I think. And what do you think, the good listener? So yesterday I brought up something and Russ said, all right, I've had enough of this shit, and I'm about to tell you what I fucking think about that. Oh, fuck. So Russ speedbagged everyone in the world yesterday, and I just sat back like, and I said,
go, Russ, go.
You go, Rusty, baby, you go. So
you're only 4 feet underground. Keep digging.
Anyway, so Russ phoned me after the show and said, cancel everything I said. Okay, so anyway,
It was mid afternoon and I couldn't sleep.
I know, yeah, it was terrible. So we're doing the show right now. Thanks everyone for joining us. It's been a great year. Happy New Year. Let me go over Rusty, and we really appreciate everyone listening. I've got a pathetic plug. Okay, I had a meeting this morning with all the powers that be, Rusty, with our show.
Good.
And we're on a mission. It's like a funding. It's like a membership drive on public TV. So we need some help. Okay. Not a bunch of help. Okay. David Wolf is the guy who does a bunch of our video production. He's great. David lives in Florida. I'm like you, Russ. I'm like you when they say, Jimmy, here's what we need you to say on the show. Right. And I go like you do. Just text me what you need me to say. Okay. Just text me. Okay. It's like you. Steve and you got on the phone last night to talk about this show, and here's how it goes. You know, Steve and I go, well, we should do this and this, and what do you think, Russ? Just phone me when you guys have decided what you're going to do. So here it is. Thank you, David, and all the people who've helped. Reg, Johns, and Eddie, and
Bill,
and Stevie. And Stevie doing all the editing. Yeah,
Stevie's awesome.
And Bill
Yeadie. Thank
God for Stevie. Jimmy, brief promo for the show, writes David. Hey, to all our listeners, we love it when you leave a comment, and even more if you leave us a 5-star review, okay? That's what you have to do on our Facebook page, because if you do, Facebook sends out our videos and posts to more people, and we're trying to build our audience, okay? So
there you go.
In big block letter, please please like us. Please leave us a, please leave us a glowing review.
We've been doing it our whole lives, eh, Jimmy?
Please exactly, like Matt. Us. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If it doesn't work, just beg, okay, and cry. Gary Lehman, Ty Gretzky, Kevin Lowe. These are the guests that we've had on. I was doing like a year in review. James Duthie was great from TSN. Marty McSorley, Kurt McLean, your buddy. He was awesome. Darren Pang. Fantastic. Larry Robinson, my highlight from Larry, I don't know if you remember when he did the show, Big Bird, of course, longtime Montreal Canadian and other teams. Larry, in that show, go back and listen. It's show number 74. And at the end, right, Larry's fantastic. I love Larry's. We meet this guy. He's like your best friend.
He's awesome.
About 10 minutes. And at the end of the show, he said, I don't know. I don't think we had a chance to talk about it. I know I got to go. But the refereeing in the NHL is fucking horseshit. And then he, right? And then he hung up, right? And that was the end. But check out that. Rick Tockett, fabulous. Your brother Jeff was good. Corey Hirsch was on the show. Bobby Ryan, fantastic story. That's show number 125. Dan Quinn was hilarious.
Yeah,
I followed Dan. Show 121. Ron McLean, big response to that. Show 113. Ray Whitney is great. Is he still with the league?
Yeah,
Ray
Whitney. Yeah.
What's his gig there, Rusty?
Discipline. The suspensions and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Player safety, I think.
Yeah, is that player, yeah. Something like that.
Something like that.
Oh, he wants to be a GM at some point. So I hope one day he gets it. Or a president job.
I think you were touting at one time, because you are in the know. And I think you weigh in once in a while because you know everyone and you know all the owners. Was it Phoenix maybe he was shortlisted to be a GM or Vancouver?
I might have suggested he would be a great choice there. That's where that may have came from.
Yeah.
Come from. But he's at the NHL headquarters. He's with the right group. Bettman usually tells owners who they should hire. So
where does he live, Rusty, now? I know he's at Gosser in the summer.
Yeah, he's Gosser in the summer, Phoenix. The family lives in Phoenix, and then he goes to New York once in a while.
Okay. I can't believe those guys who are Canadian, you know, you could live in Phoenix in the winter, or you could come up here at minus 28. I don't understand why.
And he's an Edmonton boy, too.
Yeah, exactly. He is
an Edmonton boy. I cut you off when you were naming all our guests. So
Brian Leach, he was great. Low reactor, eh, Brian?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, show 110. Go back and listen to that one, because he zinged us. You know, Brian is the nicest guy in the world.
Oh, yeah.
He's the complete opposite of you. If you have a chance to zing someone, here comes Rusty. Here comes fucking Rusty. Both barrels. Okay. Okay. He's going to pound you like a post. Brian, eh? Hey, good guy. Nice. Yeah. Like it.
Leachy just laughs when he just sits back and laughs. He's like Ed McMahon on the Johnny Carson show.
Right. But don't fake something. Okay. Cause you're not going to get it by Brian. So
no.
I learned that in radio where I tried to fake knowledge of something. I got buried by the listener. And I made this mistake when Brian came on trying to pump him up.
He's a smart mother.
He's smart. And I said, you know, after we're very pleased because it's been, a bit of an effort to try and get this together. But we finally got on our 110th show. We finally got Brian Leach. Thank you, Brian, for joining us. He went. 110th show, eh, fellas? Remember that?
Yeah. Totally called us out.
Like, yeah. Thanks, yeah. Guys. Who got in the 109 shows before me? I feel really honored. You know,
who backed out so I could get in?
Yeah. Show 107 over the last couple of years, Haley Wickenheiser. I forgot we had interviewed her.
Right.
Yep. And then the hockey trivia expert was show 105. That was Liam McGuire. If you want to understand how this guy's mind works. He's incredible. Check that out. And after a bunch of requests from people, in fact, they started day one. Okay, Rusty, when we did this, everyone knew you at those beginning of the shows, and everyone knew the Hound line. You guys all went to know you and Gary Lehman, Wendell Clark, the famous Hound line. So about 5 minutes after we started the show and we threw out the new email.
What is that email?
Suspendables@yahoo.com.
The Suspendables at yahoo.com.
Oh, okay. The Suspendables at yahoo.com. So when we threw that out, immediately people said, you got to get Wendell Clark. You got to get Wendell Clark. So we got on that right away and got him on show 102. And he was great. And Ty Gretzky was on a show. We had him on. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening. And go back and listen to all those shows and tell your friends. Rusty, Did you ever stick your tongue onto a cold pull?
No.
I just, my...
I don't know. The good news is, growing up in Victoria, it didn't get very cold.
Yeah, it didn't, right.
And then when I was smart enough to know not to do it, I was out in Saskatchewan. So if you licked a pole in Wilcox, Saskatchewan, you'd be there for 2 years.
You'd still be there, yeah. So the reason I brought up is I was outside. I was doing some dishes, okay? I was doing some dishes. My hands were wet, and I went outside to throw some garbage. It's garbage day. Okay, yeah. I went outside, my hands were wet, and I got a metal door, like a screen door to come in.
Yeah.
So threw the garbage in the bin, and I grabbed the metal door while my hands were wet. Okay.
Oh, no.
It's minus 28.
Oh, okay? No.
And it kind of peeled a little bit of my thumb.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, fuck, it was hurt. It hurt, peeled my thumb. It's like, it's that cold here, okay? Everyone has a story, Rusty.
Back to the dishes for a second.
Yeah.
why are you doing dishes? Why aren't you just doing a dish?
Oh, good one. Okay. We're going to do that. Okay. Okay. We're going to do that.
Clean the same dish. Okay.
Wait, I got to have one back because it never gets old.
Are you one of those people that you use a clean dish, a clean dish, a clean dish, and then you fill up the sink and then you wash the dishes?
Where are you going with this?
Wondering what you're plural with the dishes.
Like, I just, you know what, Russ? I don't use dishes. I just throw the fucking food on the floor and I eat it like a caveman with my hands. No, you don't.
I just wondered who else was there to eat off those dishes.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah. So do you know who told me to say hi to you, Russ, by the way?
Nobody.
There you go. That a boy. You got it. So anyway, it reminded me. Yes, I did. Yes, I have put my tongue on a pole a couple of times. Once was in the schoolyard. I did it. And that just ripped it off the tip. But here was the time it really stuck. Okay. I used to ski in Sudbury. There was a little wee hill and we used to go all the weekend and we raced a little bit. And the T-bar, okay, you understand what a T-bar is. I was by myself. And so you get on the T-bar and, you know, the pole, you know, the metal pole goes up to the wire and you're sort of at 45. And I had my arm resting against the pole. And then I was, you know, looking. Does this really work if you stick your tongue in this thing?
Oh, God.
And I went, whoosh, okay. And it, my whole tongue went on the thing. Now I'm on a moving T-bar here, Russ.
Oh.
Okay. I'm on a fucking moving T-bar. And I'm trying to wave to the guy while my face is stuck. Anyway, I wanted him to stop the fucking T-bar and he didn't. So I had to rip my tongue off. Yeah. Anyway.
We got to get off this topic.
Yeah, we got to get off it. Okay. Anyway, we did a bunch of stuff in review on the show today. We don't know what's going to happen with the Olympics. COVID, by the way, is changing by the every half hour here.
It's crazy.
The big thing is, are they going to have the Olympics at all? Gary Bettman, I want, like, no NHL guys are going. Bettman,
I know one.
You know an NHL guy who's going? He's not allowed.
Bobby Ryan.
How's he going to the Olympics?
Because he's not playing in the NHL right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what Canadian guys are going then?
He's U.S., so he's, I guess they're going to send a team of players.
Are we going at all? Stand down a sec, Stevie. I should know this. Is Canada putting in a team?
Yeah, Canada's going, and I heard today that Owen Power, who was the number one overall draft pick by the Sabres in 2021, he's playing in collegiate hockey still, played for Team Canada, the World Juniors. He's agreed to go. There's going to be a lot of American hockey leaguers and junior players.
That's perfect. That's exactly what should happen. It's awesome.
Okay. So we're going to talk about that because Bettman came on and said, maybe we could try and put the hockey in the Summer Olympics. And
that makes no sense.
I know. I like Gary, but that one's
You
know. It's in Paris, though, by the way. It wouldn't work very well, Russ, if it was in Brazil. To find it. Yeah. Another one I want to talk to you about, Rusty, is Dave Tippett. I'm Dave Tippett. I'm the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers.
Okay. My ex-teammate.
You played with him?
Yeah, 84 Olympics. He was our captain in Sarajevo.
What's he like?
That guy. Great, quiet, but a great guy. Just awesome. Well, he's a man's man and just an awesome guy. Good hockey player, good coach.
Right. I really like him. So the Oilers are in the tank.
Yeah.
They came out of the chute you know, I don't know what they were, 13-2 or something.
You
or,
guys were planning the parade.
Yeah, I mean, we did all the parade planning and all that. And now they've, and now not only have they died off, they've just gone for a complete shit. Okay. Everyone, of course, as soon as that happened, you start to lose 4 or 5 in a row. You know, let's go to the fans. Let's hear what they have to say. Got to get rid of Tippett. Okay. Yeah. You got to fire the coach. So it's, you know, this guy's a seasoned vet. It wouldn't be the first time he's heard that I should, you know, I should be fired. Doesn't react to it very much. They lose their last game against the Rangers, I think, or I forget. Anyway, one of their last two games. It was against the Rangers where Koskinen fumbles the puck in the back and the guy ends up tucking one away. Okay, shit. Big mistake by the goalie. Dave Tippett, who, as you would say, Russ, great guy, comes out and buries the goalie. Okay. Okay. He pipes up. Not only does he, you know, you'll hear it from time to time, Russ. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not our best effort.
Yeah, we got to get a little more. We got to be better as a group. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. We need a little more. We need our third and fourth line to chip in. They got to get the odd goal. Okay. This sort of stuff. Tighten up defensively. All this fucking shit. You know,
play smarter.
Our dump ins aren't very good. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. You know, we got to back to base. Hey, all this shit.
Making too many mistakes.
Yeah. And then, almost all the time, no one ever talks about bad goaltending, because goaltenders are fickle, right? They're sensitive. So Dave Tippett decides, not only is our goalie brutal, okay, quote, but if not for him, we might have won that game, which was really odd because they lost 4-5-1, and Tippett said he let in that shit goal.
Our goaltender wasn't very good, and we didn't find enough pucks at the net to get us back in the game.
There's been talk of starts in this for this team. You know, they get a power play early in the first period. They don't score on it, but they score about 5 minutes into the game. Then
about this. What do you want to do? Like, what do you? I mean, it's a brutal mistake. It's a brutal mistake. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Right. Call it what it is. We're playing well. It's a brutal mistake. Call it what it is.
What's that all about, Rusty?
Okay. Oh, well, I mean, you're right. They normally don't go after the goalie, but maybe he's trying to motivate the team somehow, some way by picking on one guy. But Koskinen came back with a beauty. He said, yeah, I got to play better. But, you know, in my last 6 losses, we've only scored 7 goals and I can't score. I can't score.
That's goals. What he said.
Yeah, something like that, right, Steve?
I got it here.
Read his quote.
Oilers Koskinen, here's the headline. Oilers Koskinen responds to coach's criticism. He says, not nice being thrown under the bus. After Edmonton coach Dave Tippett crushed him in the post-game press conference for his role in the defeat. I have to be better. But at the same time, we scored 7 goals in my 6 losses.
Oh, boy.
Koskinen has undoubtedly been an issue for the Oilers this season and throughout his career with the franchise based on simple stats. He is among the handful of lowest performing starters in the league this season. So backing up again, Rusty, have you ever been in the locker room when the coaches snap on a guy in front of the team in a locker room?
John Casey was playing for us in Minnesota and we were in Tampa Bay and Bob Keeney came in and ripped him in between periods. We're winning 3-0, but Casey loved to play the puck. So he comes out of his net, fires the pass up. It gets picked off like twice. And so Gainey comes in and just snaps and goes, Casey, stay in your fucking net and quit giving away the puck. Just stop the puck. And he goes, it's 3-0, Bob. It's 3-0. And he goes, just stay in your fucking net. And they're going back. And then everyone's dead silent. Bob leaves the locker room. And me being me, I go, Case. But at least they're tape to tape.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
The boys just freaking lost it. And I was trying to lighten the load and make fun, and I did. But, man, when we walked out, Gainey was there, and he could hear it. You know, the boys just broke into laughter. So he obviously was not happy with me. But anyways, yes, I've seen it firsthand. And I don't think there was another – I mean, just – pulling a goalie when they're playing bad is enough, right? You don't need to say anything more.
Right.
When a goalie gets pulled, Everybody in the building knows why. He knows why. And you see the reactions. Sometimes the goalies break their sticks. Sometimes they just sit and, you know, they're quiet. But you don't have to do anything more than that. Usually that's kind of sums it up right then and there. So,
right. So what's happened here that Tippett has said, okay, I'm going to step out here?
Could be as simple as he's sticking up for himself and he's firing away at a guy in the media. Because you just said the fans are saying get rid of the coach. And this is maybe a way for the coach to stand up for himself and say our goalie sucks. We need a new goalie without really saying it. But maybe right. he's just saying what he said, that hey, it's not me, it's not the guy, it's this guy.
Right.
You know, we'd be a lot better off without him or even playing better. So, you know, if he's getting flack, there's at some point he's got to stick up for himself. Maybe this is a way. I don't know. It's a message to somebody. Is it to the GM? Is it to the players? Is it to the player? Is it to the fans? But it's definitely a message to somebody.
Yeah, I think this thing has the potential to kind of implode because it's not the first time you hear a coach do that. You know, Keenan, Tortorella, those guys, right? They're vocal.
He's got 1 year left on his deal. I think
Tippett.
Yeah. It's either this year or next. Cause I read a little bit where they didn't think they would fire him. In fact, they thought he'd get re-signed. That's the article I read.
Well, Oilers have the record for going through more coaches in the last 10 years.
And first picks.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about that. Apparently you have something to say about their first pick. So here's the thing, Rusty. So coaches do that. And almost 9 times out of 10, the player who's being singled out will come back and go, yeah, he's right. You know, yeah, we got to be better and I got to take the lump. But this goalie comes back and goes, hey, Dave, fuck off. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, the team hasn't performed. So now I'm looking at this thing going, okay, this is a percolating little bit of a monster here for the goalie to come back and cut down the coach, Rusty.
Yeah. I mean, he's cutting down his teammate. Yeah. He's firing the whole team, you know, like they are not scoring.
Right.
It's not the coach can't score and he can't score. So now he went from the coach to the goalie. Now the goalie's firing away at the players.
What would you go to, if you're the player, if you're a forward, a skater, and Koskinen comes out and goes, you guys are shit. You've only scored 7 goals in 7 games or whatever. Are you going to Koskinen and going, hey, dude, sit down?
Well, I think there's a lot more to it. I watched a little bit of the game against the Islanders in overtime, and the captain, probably the best player in the world or one of them, stayed out for the first 2 minutes of overtime. And that is just selfish hockey.
Connor McDavid, you're talking about.
Connor McDavid. He played the first 2 minutes and took away, you know, a shift from somebody else. He comes off for like 15, 20 seconds, goes right back out, and they get scored against. You're not going to win with one guy trying to do it all by himself. It just never works that way. I don't care how good he is. You're going to win as a team, and you're not going to win playing like that. So they've
got McDavid, Russ.
They got a lot of fucking shit to talk about in the team. The coach is going after the goalie. The goalie's going after the team, and your best player is being selfish. So there's a lot more than just a poor goaltender and a pissed off coach. They've got some real issues there, and they've got to figure it out. Because the only way you're going to get out of this is by everybody pulling together and playing well. And right now they're all running for the exits.
Here you go, Rusty. Now, okay. By the way, when we finish the show, I pick a few things to say because we advertise the show on the radio. Okay. And Reg always says, I need one line from you. So this is Rusty calls best player in the league selfish and not in a good way. So that's what you're going to hear on the radio this week. Anyway, what are they going to do, Russ?
I mean, they got to come together and they've got to simplify their game and come together as a group, I hate that when they say group, as a team.
Right.
And start, look at Vancouver. They cleaned house. They came together. They've got a new voice, and then they win a bunch of games. I mean, it was pretty much that simple. They turned it around in one game. And so if Vancouver Canucks can do it, the Edmonton Oilers definitely can do it.
That guy is just like a, and I mean this in a positive way, he's like the most likable cartoon character, the head coach.
He should have been on Cheers.
He's like a cute, you know? He's yeah. a cute. He's well, just
I'll, t- a- I'll tell you what, I don't know Bruce that well, but when I was a rookie in Toronto and I sat beside him in the visitor's locker room at training camp, and he couldn't have been nicer. Everybody else was.
He was a player?
Yeah, he was the captain of our farm team.
Oh,
St. Catharines.
And I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, and a hell of a player too. Very offensive, but he was nice. He was a really, really nice guy. I can't remember. I talked about this, but I can't remember the assholes in the room, but I can remember the good guy, and the good guy was Bruce Boudreau. And so I've heard really good things about him. He seems like he'd be the guy you want over for your holiday party and have a few drinks with or play for, obviously.
Just a reminder, if you'd like to connect online with Russ or Jimmy or engage with them on social media, find out how at thesuspendables.com.
So, Rusty, I have a question for you, because I think they should. Should they cancel the Olympics? The World Juniors were canceled. The Spengler Cup in Switzerland was canceled. Schools are out here now for another week. They've put it back. The COVID thing is running rampant with this new Omicron variant that's happening. Ontario has shut things down. As of 48 hours ago or 24 hours ago, 48 by the time you hear this. So it's getting bad.
Yeah.
It's getting bad. And, I think they should, you know, I think they got to bite the bullet. Ray Ferraro, another guest we're going to get on one day, was on the other day when they canceled the World Juniors. It had already got underway. And he came on and said, you know, this is a terrible thing, of course, for obvious reasons, but it's really bad for these young guys who you don't understand will never play at a higher level than this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. It's about a 0% chance you're going to make the NHL.
Right.
Right. It's okay. And so he said, you know, he was almost emotional about it, going, it's terrible for these kids who won't. This is the biggest hockey thing they'll ever experience. And I'm going, too bad. I'm sorry, but there's this, we're into this pandemic and everyone's talking about we need sports because it's a distraction, Russ. So I'm going off here a little bit, but I'm saying there's many other distractions, folks, before you start to jeopardize and put a bunch of people at risk for this thing. And, you know, I watched a football game the other day, Russ, okay, a college game. It's not only was it full, the stadium, they'd set a record, okay, for the highest attendance in that, I forget what bowl it was. Cotton Bowl or Rose Bowl or something. So that's my take on this thing. What's yours?
Yeah, I feel for Canadians because they turn on their TVs and they see all that's going on. You know, games are sold out down here, down south of the border. Football on the weekends, everybody's having a great time. And then in Canada, they were told, here's what we need you to do. They all went out and did it so they could go to a game, not to go to a game, but you know, you weren't allowed into a game unless you're vaccinated. And then they're not allowed to go. And how frustrating is that? I mean, it's sad that they're not allowed to do something. And then just across the border, they're doing the exact same thing they're told not to do. So it's frustrating for everyone. And, you know, we've got to protect people and protect the vulnerable. And, you know, I don't want people going in to see my mom, who's in an old age dementia facility. So those people need to be protected. The Olympics, I think they should go and perform. But the issue there is that if they get, if they come down with COVID, they have to stay there for 5 weeks in quarantine.
10 years.
I mean, that's crazy.
Right.
That's crazy. So I would say, yes, they should go. They're young, they're healthy, and, you know, they've been practicing for 4 years, a lot of these athletes, to go to this. And so I think they should go, but Oh man, it's frustrating time for everybody right now, just with everything that's going on in different places and different rules. And
well, someone's going to snap pretty soon, Russ.
Snapping. People are snapping.
Yeah. Cause you and I were been talking about this over the weeks, and we both agreed, and with Stevie on some good advice that, you know, talking about COVID on a radio show or a podcast is kind of a no-win situation.
Yeah, because it's not,
especially with this topic. You know, other topics you debate and you go back and forth and just go, okay, I stand on this side. You're going to have other people who are kind of saying, okay, fair enough. Let's agree to disagree. But with COVID, you're going to have heavy opinions about, you know, vaccinations or anti-vaxxers. And the other side is going to hate you.
Yeah.
Like there's no middle ground there, right? It's kind of gross, but you brought up a good point, right? That in Canada, for example, you can't go anywhere unless you have a proof of your vaccination. And so they said that they laid the law down, they mandated it. It was a restriction that you had to abide by. And so everyone did it. Everyone did it. And to your point, you said, okay, so now we did it. And now you're saying, okay, you got your vax, but by the way, you still can't go.
That's the frustrating part. I mean, look at, you know, Vancouver, they couldn't play, you know, they can't go to the games there, but drive 2.5 hours, they got a sold out rink in Seattle. I mean, we got to talk about that story out of Seattle, by the way.
I got it all down here. Yeah, I got it all down.
Anyways, I feel for Canadians. I really do. It's my home country. It's my home. And you know, I'm living down in California and we're so freaking lucky. And over the past 2 years, I've told my friends and family and even people I don't know up there that we are so lucky because we have this weather that is nice. And it's been a little chilly lately, but
fuck, I'll say.
Yeah, but you can get outside and you can go for walks and you can, you know, it's, and in these colder climates, man, and people are stuck inside and the issues we're having with mental health, it's really a problem.
Well, I'll tell you what, Russ, you need to go no further than me.
Yeah.
You know, careful what you wish for, right? When this happened, when people said, when it first came on, I'm stuck at home.
Yeah.
And I don't have an office to go to. I do all this from my house, right? Yeah. And I do 3 podcasts. I do this one, the curling one with Kevin Martin and Stevie, of course, and I do a daily one. And I'm going bananas a little bit. I'm going bananas. I'm starting to get stressed. I'm starting to get a little anxious. Like I've had enough.
You know? I've had enough. Those stuffed animals aren't real, by the way.
Yeah. I'm the only guy in the world, as my buddy said, Russ, I'm the only guy in the world with a blow up doll that keeps saying no.
I couldn't help myself.
Anyway, oh my God. Anyway, it wouldn't be so bad if it was the summer because I can go out and walk. I would take up golf again. You know, I've stopped playing golf for the last couple of years, but I would go back at it with a vengeance and hit balls and all that stuff. So I get what you're saying. I'm, you know, there's only so much Netflix, you know, there's only so many books you can read. So anyway, I'm not on the edge of snapping, but someone's good. Someone's good pretty soon. So, okay, a couple of feel-good stories, Rusty, we got to get to. One is, Stevie, can you give us the backstories, and we'll stand down if we have to, on the Humboldt Bronco guy?
Yeah, it's one of the survivors of the bus crash in Humboldt in 2018 that killed 16 members of the Humboldt Broncos Junior Hockey Club in Saskatchewan. And the kid's name is Matt Gomersich, and he signed a standard player contract in the East Coast Hockey League with the Atlanta Gladiators, and he was one of the 13 survivors of the crash, and he is the first of that group to actually sign a pro hockey deal, so it is a big deal.
You know, Stevie knows this, and Rusty, you know this too. I am if I had to pick one thing about sports that I like, okay, if someone said you get to pick only one, I would automatically, immediately, and 100% of the time go to, the reason I love sports is the comeback.
Mm-hmm.
I love the comeback when I see it, from one of my favorites, and I've often mentioned it, is, Saku Koivu got stomach cancer.
Yeah.
And I remember you know, how sad that was. It's like how vulnerable we are. No one's immune to this, you know, to cancer, and good. No one ever, he thought it was done.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting on my couch, and the teaser all day was, you're not going to believe this, but Saku Koivu is coming back and he's going to play. And I remember, you know, me, I'm a crier sitting there going, this is the best thing ever. So I love it. That's what I love about sports. I really
Mario Lemieux and Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Yeah, absolutely.
Unreal.
But this thing might take the cake, Rusty, for a comeback.
Yeah.
The 13 or 16 survivors that Steve mentioned, and this guy. In fact, I think your son plays in that league.
The East Coast League.
And also, Jimmy, to give you a sense of the level of comeback, Gomercic suffered a concussion, a dislocated shoulder, and bleeding on his brain following the crash. So this is an amazing comeback.
Quite a story, Rusty. Quite a story.
The whole, it's terrible when we all heard about this crash, this bus crash, and the death and the injuries. It was just brutal. And I played 2 years in Saskatchewan, played Bantam, 1 year Bantam, 1 year Midget, and was in some really bad storms, and lucky that it didn't happen to our team.
Right.
But this was a terrible crash that shouldn't have happened because somebody went through a stop sign.
Yeah. Anyway, so like I said, my favorite thing about, what's your favorite thing about sports, Rusty? What was your favorite thing about hockey?
I just love the team, a group of guys going towards the same goal, and the camaraderie and the challenges that you face and going through battles together and having success. It's just awesome when you do it with a great group of guys.
Right. Cool. Here's another great story. And we were talking about this yesterday a bit, Rusty, and you might forget this great point that you made, but I'll bring it up at the end. So the Kraken, Seattle Kraken, new team in the league. Speaking of love and sports, that's a good one. I like the expansion. There's a girl, Nadia Popovici, good Irish girl, Popovici. She's at a game in Seattle, and she's sitting behind the Vancouver bench. Vancouver's obviously the visiting team, and she's on the glass, okay, right on. Like, they sound like good seats at the time until you sit there and you can't see fuck.
First game ever, too.
Yeah, okay. So she's sitting there watching the game, and the assistant equipment manager is a guy named Brian Hamilton. Red is Brian Red Hamilton. Red's the nickname. And she looks up at this guy, I guess, and sees a mole, okay? I'm not making this up, folks. Sees a mole on the back of his head or his neck. Okay. And she's going into med school. Okay. Or maybe is in it. She has her choice, as we find out after. And she taps out a message on her phone.
Unreal. Okay.
And in big block letters, and turns the phone and slams it up against the glass and knocks, pounds on the glass. This guy's in front of her. So he turns around. Brian does. Hamilton turns around. And the message is like, you have cancer on your neck or something like
that.
Yeah,
your mole is cancer.
Cancerous. Like that. Yeah. And the guy just goes wide-eyed. And then she retypes, sort of goes, you should get that checked out or something like that. Okay. So kind of cool. The dude does. He goes and gets it checked because obviously he hadn't before. Right. Whether he would have, I don't know. Anyway, he does. And it's malignant. Okay. So then this guy's overwhelmed with this gesture by Nadia.
Uh-huh.
And he finds her and has this unbelievable emotional reunion with this girl who did this. He couldn't find her at first. Sorry to back up. So he took to social media, says, I got to find that girl. In his words, she saved my life.
Yeah. So that story came out the morning of their game. The Canucks were playing the Kraken the other day. And I saw it on Instagram. So I screenshotted the story and his picture. There was two pages. And I sent it to one of the owners of the Kraken, David Wright, who's a friend of mine. And he bought a property from us in McKenna. Uh-huh. So I've known him for a few years. Great guy. Very excited about his ownership and his family's ownership in the team. They own the Space Needle, blah, blah, blah. I send him the story and said, hopefully you guys can help find this person, your ticket, you know, season ticket holder or fan. 30 minutes later, he sent me back a message. We found her. and we're going to do something.
Right.
And then the Canucks and them gave her some money for a scholarship.
They did. Who found her was he made this appeal. The mother.
Yeah.
Of this girl. She got back to her. I go, that's my daughter.
Yeah.
That's my daughter. That right. So this story just keeps getting better and better. He finds her. They have this embrace. And then the two teams get together and shoot this girl 10K.
Yeah.
10,000 for med school, which is unbelievable. The thing, I don't know who this girl is. We know of her now. So she's got her free pass to get into any med school. She's got some financial support from these two teams, which is great. And then when she's not doing this, Rusty, she works at a suicide prevention center.
Oh, my God. Fantastic. So,
what a great story. What a great story to end the year or to start the new year. So, in fact,
having fans actually saved a life didn't cost.
There you go. There you go, Rusty. Okay. That was, I was just about to launch in and say, yeah, now if you have fans at the game, if thank
Come
God
on,
you
Canada.
Allowed us. Yeah, let's go. So, anyway, Rusty, that's a wrap. You had a story. What's the story about the van you were talking about? Did your brother have a van or something?
Oh, yeah, when the
or one of your players had a van.
No, Jeff had a van, and my brother Jeff, he gets traded to Edmonton, and he wasn't a big partier, and they won the cup that year in '88, and he took the guys around in this van to, you know, when they took the cup from bar to bar, and he's like
the shag carpet and all that. Did he have it all laid out? The van?
And he was like, "I've never seen guys party like this in my life. This is unbelievable." anyways, he had that van that was all, you know, fixed up with the table and couch in the back and
cool.
80s van.
Well, it's, speaking of 80s van, a lot of people ask me how I ended up here in Edmonton from Ottawa. Well, I worked in the summers in Ottawa as a summer student with Molson Breweries.
Oh, what a job.
A fucking great gig, right? They hired university guys. Fuck. Lucky obviously, you. I had to lie that I was in university, but yeah. They hired guys, and they were called special events vans. You're talking back in the early '80s, and you drove these things all summer, and you delivered beer to guys. Because remember, you're talking Russ back in the day, the Molson reps were gods.
Oh my God, they were unbelievable.
You
when you played in the NHL, probably even after when you retired, you call the Molson reps in whatever city you're in this off season and during the season. They bring you whatever you needed, and you'd always double the number for the parties.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. There's 40 people coming to my house Saturday for a party. We've got barbecue salmon. There'd be 20.
Right. I was that guy. Okay. Yeah. So I drove the vans in the summer, and then I ended up getting a full-time job in Edmonton as a promotions rep looking after the Oilers. But my second day in the job, Rusty, in Ottawa, the van I had was cool. You went down to Toronto, all those summer reps from around the province. Got the new van, and it had an extended roof so you could stand up in this van. Okay. Big fiberglass extended roof on it. Day number two, Rusty, I had it all washed. Eh? Uh-huh. I was keen on the job and everything. And I'd stop in the morning and hand wash this van, you know, get it all squeaky clean. And then as I was driving to the office, the keen little Molson rep that I was, it started raining. Right. And I went, well, I'm not, fuck, I got to get this thing underground, right? I got to park in the underground park.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Second like a day. Band-aid, Russ. Peel the fucking day. Roof right off. Oh, God. Second day.
So, jeez.
But the other story before we go, Russ, you'll appreciate this. So you're talking about so when I came out, I was looking after the Oilers. 1985 is when I got the job here. And they were great, you know, and it's a full-time job looking after an NHL team.
Yeah, also no
sponsored
kidding.
All those teams. You're down at the rink in the morning. You're giving away shit. You got to host a press conference. Then at night you're doing something, and it's just a full-time job. Right. And of course the Oilers had the best team going in 1985. Mm-hmm. And so I came up with this idea because my boss kept saying to me, sure would be nice, Jimmy. We were at the bar last night, you know, and a bunch of the guys were there. That's great. Sure would be nice if these pricks drank a bit of our product and not drinking Labatt, you know? And I said, you leave that with me. Okay. So I told the guys, you got to drink our beer. No problem. And then I went to the boss and said, I got an idea. You can't ask people to drink a bunch of your booze and not get them home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You don't want to encourage drunk driving. So I came up with this idea. I said, we're going to go to Checkered Cab. Okay. You know, every city has a Checkered Cab. They're kind of a high-end cab
Yeah. Okay?
And we're going to give them taxi cards.
Brilliant.
Hey, not bad idea.
Brilliant.
Okay. So the taxi card is like a credit card. Okay. So you guys, it only works, by the way, boys, not for shopping. Okay. It only works for the fucking cabs. So here you go. And I go down there, Russ. I'm just like a peacock spreading my feathers, whistling out these taxi cards, you know?
Yeah.
And the guy said to me, well, how much are they gonna? I said, I don't know, but they're rich. They're not going to use, no one's going to use taxi cards.
They won't abuse it.
Yeah. They take cabs. They won't abuse it. Exactly. So the program got ended, Russ, in 8 days flat. Okay. Because, and I don't speak Tikkunese. Essa Tikkunen was on the team.
Oh, what a beauty.
I'll tell you who's a beauty. His fucking wife gets her hands on the taxi card. The team goes on the road. And Essa gives the taxi card, honey, for you lot to take a taxi card. Okay, no lie. She took a taxi from Edmonton to fucking Calgary. Okay? And back. Okay?
Okay, boys. Calgary, how much was that?
It was 800 and some odd dollars. Oh, okay? My God. She paid it. Yeah, the guy fucking did. No problem on this card. Yeah, it's a 3-hour drive, folks. It's 300 clicks, 280 clicks away. And she took a fucking cab. Oh. So it wrecked my idea. Anyway, stories galore, baby.
See, you were the original Uber inventor. You just didn't know it.
I was. Yeah, I was the original Uber inventor until. Thank you, Lotta. Okay, you ruined it for everybody. Anyway, Rusty, good show. We pulled it off. This is a redo. This is a redo of the show. Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. And like us, share us on Facebook, and tell your friends and do all that. TheSuspendables at yahoo.com. Suspendables.com is our website.
That a boy, Jimmy. What? I said that a boy, Jimmy.
Okay, thank you. Yep. Say something nice to me.
I just did.
Attaboy? You gave me a fucking attaboy?
Yeah. Attaboy, Jimmy.
You and I go way back, and I'm just getting an attaboy? Attaboy, Rusty. Go fuck yourself. We'll see you later, everybody. Take it easy.
Thanks for being with us. Please be sure to subscribe to The Suspendables today and share the show with your friends and followers. And find out everything you need to know about the show on our brand new website, thesuspendables.com.